upright. Okay.
We are on the bottom of Kuvavim Beis by the Mishnah, the first of the two Mishnahs, Hatzad Tzvi. Tzvi Shenichnas. Tzvi Shenichnas L'bayis, if a deer enters a house, V'na'al Echad B'fonav, and then one guy closes the door and traps the deer in the house, Chayev is Chayev. It really isn't a chiddush here. V'na'al Oshnayim B'turin. If two people close the door, then they're both Pater. Because if one person could have done it and both do it, then it's Shnayim Shatzuhu and your Pater. V'lo Yachal Echad Linol. If one guy at the door was too heavy, and one guy could not have closed the door by himself, then V'na'al Oshnayim and both closed the door. Chayav and the both chayav, because it was impossible for one person to do the malacha by himself. Therefore, you needed both people. Therefore, they're both chayav. Rav Shimon poter, Rav Shimon says poter. And Rashi reminds us, because Rav Shimon held that even if it was a situation where two people cannot do the malacha by themselves, nevertheless, they're still poter. And the Gemara just has one line. Amar Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar Shmuel, Hatzot Ari b'Shabbos. Somebody traps a lion on Shabbos. Ein achayav, yina achayav, ad sheichnis. Until you get it into its own cage made for the lion. Why? Because until you get into the cage, the lion's considered free, because it's very wild and it's very wild and always attacks. And it's not contained until it's in its specific cage. Just by closing the door for a lion in the house, that would not... Just by closing the door of a house, that would not be considered trapped with a lion. It's not considered trapped. It still can break out. It still can attack. Fine. Next Mishnah. Yoshev ha'echad al pesach. If one guy is sitting and he's blocking the entrance to the house, and there's a deer inside, so by him sitting down and blocking the entrance, he has trapped. Yoshev echad al pesach v'lo mil'ehu. But he didn't fill up the doorway. So any animal in the house can still escape. Then Yoshev Hasheni, the second guy sat down, Umiliehu, and he now blocked the door. Hasheni Chayev. Only the second guy is Chayev. Why? Because only he completed the action of trapping. Could be. No. The second guy is the one who did the trapping. First guy didn't do anything. When he was sitting by the doorway, and nothing was trapped. Now the second guy came along and he trapped. It's as if the first guy sitting there was not there. Could have been a stone wall there, and the second guy sits down and completes the trapping.
Is that really true? The first guy wasn't there, the second guy coming to sit there,
right, but we've had situations like this before, where the second guy completes the malacha. But listen to this. Yashav Harishon al Pesach, if the first guy is sitting by the door, Umal Ehu, and he completely blocks the door. So no one's getting past. So he now is trapping the deer. Then Ubot Sheni, a second guy sat down, for Yashav Betzido. He doesn't sit next to the guy who's blocking the door, he sits opposite him. Meaning he now is another blockage to get out of the house. Okay? Even if the first guy gets up and goes away, which means now only the second guy is the one who's blocking the door, nevertheless, only the first guy's chayev, even though he's gone, and the second guy's potter. And now the Mishnah says, what's this compared to? Linalas beso, to a guy who locked his door, his house, l'shomro, to guard it, and look at this, he found that the deer inside. What does that mean? That means the door was closed. And now at night he comes to lock it. And he didn't realize the door was closed for a long time. He trapped already a long time ago. But now he's locking the door. By locking the door, he's giving an extra shmirah. Now the door's locked. Right? That doesn't increase the trapping. It was already trapped. Trust me, you locked the door, that doesn't do anything. It's just like I'm sitting down blocking the door. Guy gets up, and then someone else comes and blocks. That's like an extra lock. And when I get up and leave, I already trapped. It's Am Chayev. So Tosos asks, why is one case more of a chiddush than the other? This is just like that. So Tosos answers, because when the guy sat down, in the case of the guy sitting down, it looks like he sat down to extra shmirah. So it looks like. Right? It's still potter. He's still not going to be chayev.
Potter mean,
well, we're going to get to that today, right now in the Gemara. Normally we say potter al velasser. Right? And this is one of the three exceptions. We had it on Daf Gimel. We said over there, Hatzad Zvi. We didn't go into the case. But this is the case. Guy number two is mutter to sit there. He can stay there all day long. Either deer can't escape, it doesn't make a difference. He's not considered trapping. So the Gemara starts off. Amar Abba, Amar Chibar, Ashi, Amar Rav. Nichnas lo tzipar tachas kinafav. If a guy's walking down the street, and a bird flies into his clothing. Yoshev u'mishamru ad shetechshach. He is allowed to keep that bird in there the rest of Shabbos. He doesn't have to go out of its way to let the bird escape. He's not allowed to touch the bird. The bird's muksa. But he's allowed to keep it there. Yeah, putting aside carrying. We're just talking about trapping now. Rashi says, V'chein, kev, eino tzarech leftoach lo chalon, de eino el shamor. Again, he's not... This is just like a second guy coming along. He didn't trap it. He's like guarding it. Not considered chayiv. There's a comment over here. We've had this question many times. So all the Rishonim point out that the bird is muksa. Because the animals are muksa. The only thing is, you're not chayiv for trapping. So we've always had this discussion. Why is it that animals are muksa, even if I designate them? I obviously, right, if I have rocks and I designate them to use in the bathroom or to use for a certain tashmish, they lose their muksa status. I've had this already. But we said, but animals, you can't do that. I have a pet dog I want to play with it on Shabbos afternoon. I certainly designate it beforehand. It doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? So I got the answer. The answer is as follows. It says here, I don't have any of these forums, so in the Sha'ar Mitzvah Malach, he quotes as follows. Because of the Arzarua, Tafilu hei mu'uyum le'ezidavar. Even if the animal's fit for some purpose, yesh gzeiru miyuchedes al balechayim shei muksim. There's a special gzeira that all live animals are muksa, via mekafachayim and the mincha Shabbos. So it's a special gzeira, nothing we can do about it. Even if you designate it, even if you have a purpose for the animal, it's still muksa on Shabbos.
What about this case on Yantar?
I don't know. So now, what has to do with Ochal Nefesh? For Yantar? What? Oh, you can eat it, okay, then maybe...
I don't know.
Okay. Now, Masav Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, what do you mean? How could you tell me that you can keep the bird there? Yoshev HaRishon al Pesach HaMaleihu, if the first guy sits down. Our Mishnah said if the first guy sits down and blocks the door. U'ba'ashen of Yashav Batido, and the second guy comes and blocks the door also. Afal Pisha Amar HaRishon, even though the first guy got up. V'halachlo, went away. HaRishon Chayev HaSheni Pater. Second guy's putter, my lav, doesn't that mean putter lav losser? So it's a asa darabanan. Second, you keep the bird in your cloak all Shabbos. Asa midarabanan. So the Gemara answers, no, lo, putter or mutter. It's putter and it's mutter lechachila. Amazing. Hachi nari mistabra. That's even mistabra from our Mishnah. Why? Because the second half of the Mishnah says, midikroni seifa, lama zed dome. What's this compared to? This is compared to lenoles beis lishomro. You lock the door. Because at night you lock your door. V'nemtza tzvi shomer b'zochel. And the deer is found inside. And Rashi says, the chal adam osim kein. Everybody does that. That's how people live. The door is closed at night, they lock it. It's not osir. It's not even osir midorabanan. Michlal, the potter umutter. Shmami, no, that's a raya. It's potter, not only is it osir, it's not osir midorabanan, it's even mutter for him to sit there all day long. Ikat Amri, other Amr of Nachman by Yitzchak, others have the same exchange in the following way. Afan Anami Tanina, Afal Pisha Amr Harishon, Vahalachlo, even if the first guy got up and left, Harisho Chayim Hashani Potter, the first guy's Chayim and the second guy's Potter, my love, Potter Umutter, doesn't that mean Potter Umutter? So the Gemara says, Lo, Potter Avalasar, it's Potter Avalasar, but Ha, Midatani Seifa, Halamaz Edoma, little is based on the Shomro. What do you mean? But we said that in the second case, we compared it in the Seifa, we compared it to a guy locking his door, and then it said, Tzvi Shomro Betocho, and the deer is found inside. Michlal, the Patu Mutter. That must be Patu Mutter, because everyone does that. Shmami, no, you're right, it's a good Raya, that it's Patu Mutter, And so too, the guy sitting down, guy number two, who's blocking the door, is Potter and Mutter. And Omar Shmuel said, Kol Peturei de Shabbos, all the Peturim in the entire Masech de Shabbos, is Potter Avril Aser, is Potter, but still Aser Midr Rabbanon, Lavar Mahani Tlas, except for three. In three cases, there's an exception, the Potter Umutter. It's Potter Umutter. Chadahai, one is this case. It's Potter Umutter because we said he didn't do anything. Umamai de Potter Umutter. How do you know it's Potter and it's also Mutter? Diktari Seifa, because again, the Seifa said, Lama Zedoma, what's this compared to? Lidol as Beso, to guarding his house in Shomro, as a Shmira. For them to Tzvi, Shomro Besocho. So for you second locking the door, I didn't do anything to the trapping, it's already trapped. If there could be a Hechi Timsi where somehow the deer can get out of trap number one but not trap number two, you wouldn't be Chayev. Right? So I can't think of a Hechi Timsi, but if there could be, the case is two people. Guy number one gets up and leaves. The Iduch, what's the second case where it's Patur Umutter? Hamap is Morsa B'Shabbos. If somebody lances or pierces a boil on Shabbos. In Lasos Lopeh, if he does it to make an opening, what's he letting in? He's letting in air. And what's he letting out? He's letting out the pus. See, if he's doing it to make an opening, Rashi says, then Yechayiv either. Rashi says, Yechayiv either for Binyan or for Masakin Kli. Like you're fixing up the wound. So the question of Binyan, that's what I'm saying, is very difficult because we said earlier in the Masechta, about a week and a half ago, that if somebody braids on Shabbos, the Chayiv for Binyan. And then we asked the question, the normal way of building? And we said, yeah, because in some languages, building is called braiding. So this is derech binyan. A guy makes an opening from a pimple, that's binyan. Right? It's difficult. Or, Rashi says, omishum sakin kli. Mami misakin makamali misakin kli. What's the difference if I fix up a wound, or if I fix up a kli? What's the difference? We had it yesterday with the mila. What's the difference? Either way, it's a tikkun. Right? But if the only reason why you opened up that wound was just to let the pus out, and you don't care about the healing, all you're doing it is for tzar, then potter, that's potter. Umimai de potter umutter. How do we know that that's mutter as well? It's not just potter avalasa, but it's even mutter. It's not because we're going to learn later on in the Mishnah. Machet shel yad, little bois hakot. And if you have a splinter, we had this yesterday also. If you have a splinter, you can take a needle to get the splinter out. And Rashi points out, since it says litol, that's lechachila. Go ahead and do it. What's the difference between a splinter and a wound, and a boil or a pimple? There's no difference. The point is, for tzar, and you don't have kavana to do a malacha, then these cases are mutter. Well, it certainly is. And then you have to add on to that tzar.
Exactly.
It's different than the case of deer where you did nothing. Exactly. Hey, you're doing something, but it's malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, and it's also the worm goes in because of tzar. Right. Right. The Rashi even says that. Ve'edach, and the third case where it's patur umutter is hatzad nachash b'Shabbos. If somebody traps a snake on Shabbos, again, the reason why he's doing this is because it's dangerous. It's not life threatening because if it was life threatening, everything's mutter on Shabbos. But it's dangerous. It's going to put you in the hospital for a while. So I told Nachash b'Shabbos, im is asik bo shlo yishchenu putter. If the reason why you're involved here is because you don't want it to bite you, that's putter. And we're also going to say it's mutter. Im l'refua. But if you're trapping the snake because you want some venom because it has medical value, then you're trapping it for a constructive purpose. Right, that's malachas shetzricha l'gufa. You're trapping him because you want the snake. That's aser. Chayev, you'd be chayev for that, for the trapping. Umimai, how do you know the potter umutter? That it's potter and mutter. That nine, because we learned in the Mishnah, kofin ka'ara al haner. You're allowed to cover a fire with a plate. And Rashi says it has to be of klicheres, because if it would be of metal, the metal will heat, and that'll be a problem for the metal itself. But you can cover the fire with a klicheres plate. So the fire shouldn't spread up and burn down the house. And all everyone points out, you can't put it in such a way that's going to extinguish the fire. That you can't do. But you can cover it on a certain height so that it won't, the flames won't shoot up and reach the beams. It covers a beam. Not going to reach the beams of your house. Or you can cover the toa of a katan that smells. That you can cover a scorpion. So it shouldn't bite you. So again, you see over here that you can do it lechatchila. So all these three cases are potter u'motter. And we're going to have more of these three cases that are going to come back on Amud Beis. Hajralach oreg, hajralach oreg, hajralach oreg. Now the next Mishnah discusses... No, you're trapping the scorpion. So you're trapping the snake. So why are you doing it? I don't want the scorpion. I don't want the snake. I just don't want it to bite me. Right. I don't want it to bite. Those other cases have nothing to do with mutter. Right. I don't want it to bite me. So I'm allowed to. So the next Mishnah discusses the malacha of killing, which, believe it or not, is the next malacha in order. After trapping comes killing. So we finally have a case where the second one follows the first one. The actual malacha of killing, there's nothing really to say. You're not allowed to kill. So the discussion really comes up by Chovel, which, according to most, I will see right now, start the Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows. Shmona Shratzim, Hamor Matorah. There are 8 Shratzim which are mentioned in the Torah. Why are they special? They're special for the following reason. We know that the reason why they're special is regarding Tumah. All animals, all live large animals, all land animals, when they are dead, they are Matame. They're Matame Tumas Nevela. All rodents are not Matame Tumas Nevela when they're dead, except for the Shmona Shratzim. It's an exception. Those Shmona Shratzim are Matame when they're dead. So Shmona Shratzim Hamur Batorah, the 8 Shratzim mentioned in the Torah, Parsha Shmini, Hatzadon, if somebody traps them, the Hachovel Behen, when somebody hits them, if you chovel them, Chayev, you're going to be Chayev. Why are you Chayev if you hit them? There's a 3-way machlokas. Rashi here quotes 2 reasons. First of all, he says it's a problem of the Tilas Neshama. It's a tolda of the Tilas Neshama. Because Hadam Hu HaNefesh, and when you hit these Shmona Shratzim, you kill the blood in the spot where you hit it. And that's a tolda of killing. Rashi says a second pshat, maybe it's dying, you're coloring. Tosfos says that the ikar pshat is the Tilas Neshama. The Rambam says that the reason why you're not allowed to hit is because it's a tolda of dosh, you're mafarik. You like a mafarik is to remove from a contained area, so you're removing the flow of the blood and you're stopping up the flow. So it's a difficult shita, but that's what he holds. He holds a tolda of mafarik. We assume that it's a tolda of shchita, tolda of Tilas Neshama. That's what we assume the halacha. V'shar shkatzim v'ramasim, but all other shkatzim and ramasim, Hachovel behem potter. If you hit them, you're going to be potter. Why? The Gemara is going to explain. Because they don't have thick skin. So when you hit them, it didn't cause the blood to flow. Okay, so for a minute, it's going to stop. It's like a slap. When someone gets a slap. Okay, so it turns red, and then it goes away. As opposed to a black and blue mark. So all other shkatzim v'ramasim, there's no netilas neshama, because the blood flow doesn't really stop. But, hatzadon, Litzorach, if you trap them because you want them, then chayev, you're going to be chayev. Shlo litzorach, if you trap them because you don't want them, potter, then you're going to be potter. Chayev ov sheper shusho, but an animal, a chaya or an ov in your rishus, hatzadon potter, if you trap them, you're going to be potter because you're already considered trapped. Vachov behem chayev, but if you hit them, you're going to be chayev. Rashi says, diyesh lahen or, because they have skin. That's going to be the key distinction. If they have skin, then you are chayev for hitting, because then the blood does die. But if they don't have skin, then you're not chayev for hitting, because the blood doesn't die. That's going to be the distinction. So the Gemara says as follows. Bidiktani, since the Mishnah said, hachovel behem chayev, that if somebody's chovel these shmona shotzim, they're chayev, michlal, you see from here, the islahu are, that all 8 of them have R. All 8 of them. He doesn't break it up. Mantana, who's the author that says all 8? Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Zitnan, because we learned that a mission in Chulin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Shmona Shratzim Yesh Lahen Oros. The 8 Shratzim have skin. What does that mean? It means that they have leather. It's not really skin. It's really leather. It's not leather. It's not skin, though. It's more than skin. It's a thicker covering than ordinary skin. So even though the Mishnah over there in Chulin says, God says as follows, even though we know that the veils are Tameh, and the Shemona Shratzim are Tameh, however, the horns, the hoofs, and the skin, the leather, is not Tameh. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, all eight of them, the horns, the hoofs, no one argues on that, all eight of them have R, we'll translate it now as leather, all eight of them have that, therefore, that part does not become Tameh. Because only it's not basar. It's more than basar. It's like horns, not basar. Only the basar of the nevela becomes tameh. Not worse than that. So these eight, all of them don't become tameh. The sheretz itself becomes tameh, but not their skin. Their skin is not a tameh. Why? It's not basar. So since he says that, he must be the tana here that holds all eight. All eight you're going to be chayev for something if you hit them. Right? We say you're going to be chayev for chogel. Because all eight don't have soft skin. They have much harder skin. Right? Again, if it's soft skin, then when you hit it, you don't kill the dam. That's what we're assuming. Okay? Everyone got that? This is a little difficult. Rav bar Rav Huna Amar Rav. No. You don't have to say that it's only Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri our Mishnah. Afilu Tamer Rabbanan. You can even say it's the Rabbanan who in Chulin break up the list of eight. Some yes, some no. Right? Some have R, some don't. So some you're going to be mitame their skin, some won't. They break it up. But even though they break it up by Tumah, they're all going to agree by Shabbos. Why? Ad kan lo pligi rabbana led Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri el inyan Tumah. They only argue regarding Tumah. Diksiv, because we learned out of a pasuk, Eile hametamim lachem. It says Eile hametamim, and Rashi says there's a whole drasha here with extra hay of hametamim l'rabos sh'orosein kibitzron to compare and say that four of them, their skin is just like basar. In Metzias, the Rabbanan agree that all eight are the same. But regarding Tumah, they have a limit from a pasuk to distinguish four from the eight. So four have the din of basar, four don't regarding Tumah, but regarding Shabbos, they're all the same. It's only because he has a limit. He's forced to learn that way. He's got a limit to tell because Rashi said the pasuk gets broken up with the four, then there's another four, so he breaks up the pasuk, so therefore four are different than the other four. But in Metzias, they're all the same.
Everyone calls it
R, and therefore this Mishnah can be like everybody, and all eight have the same din, that if you chovel all of them, any of them, you're going to be chayev. I the Rabbanan break it up by Tumah. Yeah, that's by Tumah, because he has a limud from a pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri doesn't have that limud. So he says, all eight are no good, because in Metzias, none of them are basar. Got that? Okay. Aval inyan Shabbos, but for Shabbos, afilu Rabbanan moda, even the Rabbanan would be moda. That's what Rav said. Even the Rabbanan would be moda. That what? Rashi says, the Yeshua and R, that they have R. More than basar. So the Gemara says, Ulinian Shabbos be pligi? What, they don't argue about Shabbos? They certainly argue. Vermin hu, the Vatanya, but listen to this Brisa. Hatzad, echad mishmona shuatzim, hamurim batorah. If somebody traps one of the eight shuatzim mentioned in the Torah, hachov behen, or he hits any of them, chayev yachayev, divi Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's the words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's fine. That we know. That makes sense. V'chachamim omer, the chachamim say, ein or, there is no or, ella l'mashemanu chachamim, except for the ones the chachamim list over there in Chulin as being ones that are matame. So right away the Gemara says, adarabba, that makes no sense. If they're the ones that are matame, then they have no R. Then they have skin, which is basar. Right? Because if they have basar, then they're going to become tameh. Because then it's real like basar. So adarabba, just the opposite. It should say, l'mashemonu chachamim ein lahen R. The ones that the chachamim said over there don't have leather. Those are the ones that you can't be chayav for if you hit them on Shabbos. Okay? For Amar Abaya, and explaining that brisa, Abaya said as follows. So I'm sorry, so that's the question. So the question is, Amar Abaya is the answer. The question is, so you see from this brisa that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbanan argue on Shabbos as well. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says Yichayah to any of the eight, and the Chacham say, well, it depends. It depends. Are the ones listed, the ones I mentioned over there or not? So they're arguing. right? So arguing by Shabbos. So Amar Abaye, Abaye said, no, Hachik Amar. This is how the Braisa has to read. Ein or chalak mi basar. There's no difference. Elo l'mashulo umanu chachamim. Except what the chachamim did not list. Meaning, he adds the word shalomanu. So if you say that, if he changes it to be shalomanu, Rashi explains that. I'm sorry. So for Amar Abaye, Abaye said as follows: Hachik Amar. So what?
Yeah, he's reversing.
He's reversing. So therefore, you're still left with a question. So by reversing it, you're still left with the question. The question is, from Abaye said, "Hachik Amar, ein or chalak b'azir elam shalom manu chachamim." Has to say what they were not mona, what they did not count, and therefore you're left with the question. The question is, they're arguing on each other. They're arguing on each other in Shabbos. This was a technical thing about the Braisa. But the bottom line is, they're arguing by Shabbos. Why? Because they're arguing that Yichayah for all eight, and the Chacham come along and say, Yichayah for some. Which some? So it depends on how you read the Braisa. Which four? But all agree that it's only four. It's not all eight. So they're arguing. Right? So, Amalei Rava said, what do you mean? Halama Shemonu Chacham Amar. The Braisa said that they're only Chayiv for the ones that the Chachamim counted. And Rashi explains, nobody would ever read a Braisa. Nobody would ever make a mistake in a Braisa that so fundamentally changes the Braisa. Right? Maybe you have one word, fine. But here you have the exact opposite of what the Braisa said. Nobody would ever do that. El Amar Rava. Rava said, Hachik Amar. This is what the Braisa means. Ein or matame kibasar el mashamadu chachamim. That the Rabbanon were not matame the basar except for what the Rabbanon included over there. Meaning, that the only thing the Rabbanon and Rokhara Benu are arguing in is by Toma. But by Shabbos, they're not arguing. They're not arguing by Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Mechlaot Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Hanach Nami de Lamanu Chachamim Tamin." So what are you telling me? That the ones that the Chacham did not list, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri agrees can become Tamei? The or of them? V'haktani Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer Ches Shortim Yesh Lan Oros. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri clearly doesn't hold like that. He clearly holds that all eight can't become Tamei. So by pigeonholing that right, and if you're talking about Tuma, you're implying that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri agreed with the Chacham of the other ones. But he certainly doesn't. So we still have a problem. The problem is, how do we explain that price? That to say they're not arguing by Shabbos. So the Gemara says, V'lo matamin, right? So the Gemara says, Amar v'adam rabasna, taritz hachi. Read the price as follows. What Rav Ava does is, he takes out the word Ella. He takes out the word Ella in the Braisa. So it said, V'chacham omar, ein or Ella, v'ma'ashamonu chachamim. So Rabbi Adam Ravid is going to take out the word Ella. When you take out the word Ella, it'll read as follows. Regarding Tuma, there is no skin, except what the Chachamim said there is. Which is exactly their Shita. So this Braisa has nothing to do, with Shabbos, and therefore this Braisa is only talking about Tuma. And it makes perfect sense. So the Gemara says, "Vakati l'inyan Shabbos lo pligi." But still, they're not arguing on Shabbos. For Atanya hatzod echad b'ches shrotzim amur b'Torah. If somebody traps one of the eight shrotzim mentioned in the Torah, hachovel behen or he's chovel them b'chayev. B'shrotzim yesh lehen oros, and we're talking about shrotzim that have thick leather. That's the only way that you can be chayev for chovel. The ezehu chabur she'enu chozeres, and what's a wound that doesn't return the blood flow? Nitzur hadam. It's where the blood gets stopped up. Asal pi shelo yatza. Even if the blood doesn't leave the body, right? Even though there's a black and blue mark. Even if the blood doesn't leave the body, then it's stopped up. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer ches shrotzim yesh ledoros. Not all eight. So you see that the Tanakhama says some, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says all eight. So who's the Tanakhama? So the Gemara is assuming the Tanakhama is the same person as the Chachamim. So they're arguing. Right? So Amar Rav Ashi, no, man Tanakhama, who's the Tanakhama? It's not the Chachamim. It's another Shita. It's a Yehuda. The Azil Basar Gishasa. The Yehuda doesn't learn out that special pasuk, the special deal like the Rabbanon to split up four and eight. He goes purely by thickness. What is the thickness of this skin of these eight shrotzim? Ditnan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Halta'a Kicholda. The Halta'a, one of the eight, is just like the Cholda, another one of the eight. Meaning, he doesn't care, he doesn't learn the drashas, the psukim, he does it by pure science. Are they thick or not? So he's the author of this braisa, that argues on Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. But the Chachamim, they're not arguing by Shabbos. They're only arguing by Toma. So Avu Rabbana, the Pligia led Rabbi Yochanan, led in Toma, led in Shabbos, Motalei. By Toma they argue, because the Rabbana learned it from a pasuk that you have to split up the eight. But by Shabbos, they all agree. So one more line. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's true, that they agree by Shabbos, Hi, Dibri Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So why does the Braisa just say, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri? It should say, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan, Umachlu Kasam Ibayalei. It should say, these are the words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, and those who argue with him by Tumah. Because everyone agrees. So the Gemara says, you're right. To me, it should say, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Umachlu Kasam. These are the words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, and those who argue with him regarding Tumah. But you're right. But Shabbos, everybody agrees. Fine. That ends that. So just. Exactly. Don't talk about Toma. Exactly. Don't talk about Toma. What?
It doesn't mean
much. It's difficult, but we've had that before. So how do you know that there's such a wound that doesn't return? That in other words, the blood gets flowed up and it gets flowed up, it gets stopped up forever, and that's a permanent wound, and that's the wound that you chayav for on Shabbos. Diksev, like it says in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Hayahapech kushi oro, can a kushi change its skin? V'nemer chabar berusav, and at the surface, this means, can a leopard change its spots? Right? Meaning, once you're one way, you can't go back. So, my chabar berusav, what does that mean, chabar berusav? Ilema dekoi rikmi rikmi, who, if you're going to say that it means actual the spots of a leopard, so, hi v'nemer chabar berusav, so why does the pasuk use a funny word, chabar berusav? V'nemer kivanav mi boiling. It should say a leopard can't change its spots, which is a more precise word. Ella, rather, the Gemara says that the whole pasuk is talking about a kushi. And as follows, kikushi, everything's a kushi. Ma oro de kushi eno chozeres, just like the skin of a kushi can't change, stuck that way. Af chabura eno chozeres, so too, the chabar berura, so it doesn't mean spot, it means a chabura. And Rashi explains what the pasuk means is as follows, hayahapech kushi oro, can a kushi change its skin? Vinemer, doesn't mean a leopard, it means from the word tamura. And v'nemer chabar berusav, can it exchange its wounds? No. Once they're permanent, you can't get rid of them. Right? Once someone has skin color, you can't change that. That's stuck. So you see here that the word chabur berusav comes from the word chabura. The word nemer doesn't mean a leopard. It means, this is a drush, it means exchanging. And you see from here that there's such a concept of a wound not going back, not returning, a permanent wound. And those are the wounds that you're going to be chayav for chov on Shabbos. Fine. Then the Mishnah had said, "Vishar shkatzim, other shkatzim, you're not going to be chayef for wounding. Why? Because they don't have thick skin, and if you hit them, it only stops the flow for a very short time, and then the flow returns. So there's no issue of adam hua nefesh. So you're going to be potter for that. Ha horgon chayef. But if you kill other shkatzim, other animals, you're going to be chayef for killing them. So Mantana, who's the author of this Mishnah? It's Rabbi Elazar, the Tanya, because Rabbi Elazar Omer, Hahored Kina B'Shabbos, if somebody kills a bug on Shabbos, Kahored Gamal B'Shabbos, it's no different than killing a camel on Shabbos. Rashi says, he uses a camel to contrast, it's a large animal. No difference. Maskeflor Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef asked, Ad Kan lo pligi Rabbana led Rabbi Elazar el B'Kina. The only time the Rabbana disagree with Rabbi Elazar is only by a Kina, by a louse. The Eina Paravarava, which doesn't have Pru Revu. We'll get to that in a minute. Avoshar Shkatzim for a Masim, but everything else, the Paravaravin, Lo Pligi, everything else that doesn't have Pru Revu, they all agree. They only argue on those few bugs that don't have Pru Revu. Ushneim Lo Lundua Elim Eilim. And they both learn out from the rams, because the only live animals, really, besides the Chilazon, were the rams that were in the other animals too, the rams that were using for the hides. We will also suffer ke'elim, that we learn out all the malacha of Netilas Neshama from the elim that were killed in the Mishkan. Ma elim sheyesh ben Netilas Neshama, just like the elim were killed, af kol sheyesh ben Netilas Neshama, so too everything else is under the din of Netilas Neshama. For Rabbanan Savri Ke'elim. Ma'elim, the Parv Ravin, just like Rams, have normal Pruvu, Afkal, the Parv Rava. So too, only Chayav and Shabbos for the Tilas Neshama, for those things that have Pruvu, not little insects, which don't have Pruvu. Amalei Abaya, the Kina ain't Parv Rava. What do you mean? Kinim don't have Pruvu? Vamamar, but we know we say, Yoshiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits, the Zon, and he supports, he gives food and sustenance, Mikarnei Re'emim, from the Karnei Re'emim, this huge animal, at Beitim Kinim, to the Beitim of Kinim. So you see that there's Beitim, there's eggs, so obviously they have Puravu. So the Gemara says, no, Minahu is a special min, is a special species, the Mikri Beitim Kinim, it's called Beitim Kinim. So it doesn't mean the eggs of Kinim, that's the name, Beitim Kinim. It's the name of an insect. For a time, we have a verse that says, Tifui, a certain kind of animal, Ubeite Kinim, and Beite Kinim, doesn't that imply the eggs of Kinim? But Gemara says, again, Minohu, the Mikra Beite Kinim. Again, it's a species called Beite Kinim. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Tare Pirosh, but there's a certain kind of fly, a certain kind of gnat, the Paravarava, that does have Puruvu, clearly. For Tanya, we learned, Hatsad Parash Peshavas, if somebody traps one of these parish on Shabbos, Rabbi Elazar Mechayev, Rabbi Yeshua Poter. Rabbi Elazar says Mechayev, and Rabbi Yeshua says you're Poter. So we're comparing our trapping to killing. So Amar of Ashi, say that Hariga Karamis. But you're comparing trapping to killing. It's apples and oranges. Ah, Kalal Pliger, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, El Demar Savar, Davar Sheena, Rabbi Yonitzad Chayev, Umar Savar, Poter. Yeah, the machlokes by trapping is, can you trap something that's not normally trapped? Fine, so one says Chayev, one says Poter. We had that machlokes yesterday. Avol in Hariga, but by killing, I feel Rabbi Yeshua Moda. He'll certainly agree that you can kill. He'll certainly agree that they're under the malacha of the Tilas Neshama. So why did the Chacham hold that there is no killing by bugs? Because he held that there's no Puruvu. Right? So if there's no Puruvu, how do bugs increase in the world? So they thought that it was spontaneous generation, which was a theory that lasted until at least the 1700s. Because if you leave a piece of meat out in the sun, and you watch that meat for an hour, you won't see a single fly. And yet, it's full of maggots. Where did the maggots come from? So they thought that they regenerated them by themselves. Today, I believe that pretty much that's been rejected in science, and there's no such thing as, and everything has peruval. This is a whole philosophical discussion how to explain the Gemara. The Aruch HaShulchan says that they were not mechayev you, that the Torah was not mechayev you for anything that the eye can't see. So if the eye can't see, you're not chayev. The eye couldn't see these. They're so tiny, the eye couldn't see, the human eye couldn't see it. Rav Dessler says hashkafically that the Isurim of the Torah, that the reasons given here were not the only reasons, and even if it's proven today that that's simply not true, it doesn't mean that the halacha has to change, because it could have been other reasons why this was aser. So the halacha lemaisa, the machaber paskins that you're allowed to kill bugs on Shabbos, because we don't hold like Rabbi Elazar, we hold like the Chachamim. That you're allowed to kill bugs on Shabbos because there's no Puruvu. That's how the Mechaber Paskins. Ramosha Paskins that way as well. He says he doesn't care that the science says otherwise. This is what the halacha is, and the halacha doesn't change. It's interesting though, in the Sefer Archa Shabbos, which is came out like a year or two ago, it's a modern Sefer, which quotes all the updated Gedolim, it says as follows. The Gemara Upotkim Mavur, the Gemara Upotkim say, Shemutu Lahar Rokinim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to kill bugs on Shabbos. Heyos, the Eilehem Chashivas Shal Baalei Chayim. They don't have the Chashivas of Baalei Chayim. The Rosh Chachma says that the Haftacha in Parshas Noach that was made to the animals about a covenant did not include bugs that don't have approval. So therefore, they're not considered Chashiv in terms of Baalei Chayim. Kibbutz ain't a part of a Ravim because they don't have approval. Omnam, Lagabi Harigas Kidim Shabi Amenu. What about killing bugs today? Yesh Hamorim. There are those that rule. The Tov lehim na mekach. You should refrain from doing it. Why? Kivan she kirim should be a menu. Since the bugs today, yadua, we all know shein parim ravim that they have puruvu, they have normal reproduction. The efsha shein os elu osan kirim shes nisku begemara. It could be it's only the kirim mentioned in the Gemara, but today it's certainly true that everything has puruvu and therefore you should refrain. Who says this? He says it in the name of. Rav Yashiv said that you should refrain from killing bugs on Shabbos, and he says in the Sefer Ocher Shabbos that he also heard it from Shlomo Zalman Orbach that you should refrain, even though the Mechaber says it's okay. I mean, another question is, how do you know which bugs? It's a whole separate issue. But assuming you do know, the later day achronim seem to be going in the direction that we should refrain, because it's a chumrah, it could be this and a raisa, and that's this whole huge philosophical discussion about that. Okay, so the next part of the Mishnah said, atad b'tzorech chayev. If you trap for the tzorech, then you're chayev, right? If you trap for a tzorech, you're chayev, obviously. So, Mantana, Amar of Yehuda Marab, it's Rav Shimon. This is obviously Rav Shimon, the Amar who said, Malacha Shei Tzmicha Lagufa is Pater Aleha. Malacha Shei Tzmicha Lagufa, you're Pater. Ikadamasi Lo Aha. There were others that learned the same conclusion regarding the following. Hamap is Morsa B'Shabbos. If somebody pierces a boil on Shabbos, he busts a pimple on Shabbos. Imasos Lo Peh, if he did it to make an opening, Chayev, you're Chayev. Why? Because your kavana is either it's binyan or it's a tikkun. But im lahotzi min aleich, if your only kavana is just to let out the pas, then pater, your pater, mantana. So who says that? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Yav, Rav Shimon. He, that's Rav Shimon. The Amar who said malacha shein tzmicha legufas pater aleha, your pater. Vikad demasi laaha. There are those that learned this conclusion on the third one that we know is pater umutter. Hatzah nachash b'shabbos. If somebody traps a nachash on Shabbos, im is asik bo. If you're involved with a snake because you don't want it to bite you, that's putter. But im l'refuah, if you're doing it because you want the medicine, the medical value of the venom or anything else from the snake, and you're trapping it for a constructive reason, then chayiv, then you're going to be chayiv. Man tana, who's the author who said that? Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, it's Rav Shimon. Yehuda Amar Machash, Yitzchak Lagufa Pater Aleha. You're putter. Why? Because according to Yehuda, you're chayiv no matter what the reason is. We don't care. Amar Shmuel, Hashol Adog Min Hayam. If somebody removes a dog from the yam, kivan sheyavesh bo kisela, as long as it's dried up already, the shear of a sela, chayev yichayev, what Rashi says, yichayev mishum atilas neshama. The sula chavis, no longer going to live. Could be even if you throw it back in, you're still chayev atilas neshama. I know the Rabbeinu Chananel said that the reason why yichayev is because of kotzer, because you're oker davar megidulo, which we're going to have now in the next few lines. You remove something from its natural source, that's chayev for kotzer, even if it doesn't grow from the ground, like we're going to have fungus in a minute. But Rashi clearly says it's because of the tzilas neshama. Amar of Yosi bar Ovin, ubein sena pirav. That dry spot has to be by the fins. If it's not by the fins yet, or the scales, it's not in that area of the fish yet, then it doesn't necessarily indicate that it's going to die. Amr of Ashi, lo tema yavish mamish, it doesn't have to be exactly dry, el afilu de oved riri, even if it starts to get all sticky, all gooey, it's on its way to die, and it's also enough, and that's considered already as if you're the tilth neshama. Amr marbar hamduri, Amr shmuel, hoshit yado lebe behema, if somebody sticks his hand into the stomach of a behema, the dildel ubor shebemeya, and he separates the fetus that's in there, chayev yichayev, it's chayev. My time, what's he chayev for? Amar Rava bar Hamdure, Asbroli lav Amar of Sheshes. That he explained to me. Did Rav Sheshes say chayman the tolosh kishusa mehizmi vihigi? If somebody separates hops, what do you make beer out of? That's growing on thorns and bushes, meaning that these aren't growing from the ground. They're not being nourished by the ground. They're being nourished by something else. So if you remove that, mechayev mishum oker davar megidulo, you're chayev for being oker something from its natural source, even if it's not growing in the ground. Hachanami here too, mechayev, you would be chayev mishum oker davar megidulo, because you're removing something from its natural source. That's kotzer, or told of kotzer. Amar Abaye said, moreover, hayman de talash pitra meuna de chatzva, if somebody removes fungus that's growing on the handle of a pitcher, he removes that fungus. You chayev again for removing something that's growing from its natural source, even though it's not growing on the ground. Two more lines. What do you mean? We learned hatolish me'atzitz nakif chayev. If you pluck off something from a flower pot that has a hole in the bottom that's being nourished from the ground, you chayev. But for she'edo nakif potter. But if it's not growing on the ground, you're not chayev. Right? Why? Because it's not being nourished from the ground. So from over there, you see there's no such thing as dover oker mikidulo. So the Gemara answers, no, Hassam over there, Ladhaina Rabise. That's not a normal place for something to grow. Normal things don't grow in a flower pot that doesn't have nourishment from the ground. But ha, but over Hach over here, Haina Rabise, they're in their normal state. So in their normal state, it's normal for fungus to grow on things. So in their normal state, you will be Chayav Dover Oker Megidulo. If it's not in its normal state, you will not be Chayav Dover Oker Megidulo.
In the case of the fish, once you say Oker Dover, why should it matter if it's dying? Once you take it out of the water, you already.
Right, so at what point, what if you take it out for 2 seconds and throw it right back in? So maybe you weren't over Ochim Yigidulo. So it could be, because of the shear is when it starts to dry. That's the shear for being over Ochim Yigidulo. Okay, today's shear was learned in honor, sponsored by the Kogel family.
Today.